Right, I want to ask you a question, as usual. But, you know, it's a number of questions this time. And all you need to do is indicate with your hand, like so, however you'd like to do it. My question is, which do you prefer? Okay, there'll be a number of things. You have a choice between two. Which do you prefer? First one, moonlight or sunlight? Think about it. Which do you prefer? Moonlight or sunlight? Who prefers moonlight? Oh, interesting. And who prefers the sunlight? Yes, I thought that might be the case. Okay, next one. Do you prefer warmth or cold? Warmth or cold? You can guess which I prefer. Who would prefer the cold?
Yes.
Is that because there might be snow? Oh. Yeah. And who would prefer warmth? Some people just didn't put their hands up for that one, did they? Not sure. Okay. There were more warmth. Okay. Who would prefer, what would you prefer? An open fire or a radiator? Is there a choice? An open fire or, oh no, sorry, I'm just repeating. Or a radiator. So who would prefer the open fire? Yes. And anyone for the radiator? Oh, a radiator. A few, okay, yeah. Maybe you can snuggle up by a radiator, maybe. Okay, who would prefer, what would you prefer? A candle or a bright lamp? A candle or a bright lamp? Who would prefer a bright lamp? And who would like the candlelight? Are you the romantics with the candlelight? Okay, which would you prefer? The corner of a room or the middle of a room? Corner or the middle? Who would prefer the middle of the room? Oh, few. And who would prefer the corner? Oh, I'm surprised you're all sitting in the middle then. Okay, which would you prefer, final one, would you prefer light or darkness? Light or darkness? Who would prefer darkness? One, two. And who would prefer the light? Interesting. I thought that most of you would prefer the light. I was hoping most of you would prefer the light. In the Bible, in the book of 1 John, it says this. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. God is light. And all the things that come with light, in him there is no darkness at all. We worship a God who is light. And we come before him this morning. So let's stand together. We're going to sing our first song, The Splendor of the King, Robed in Majesty. Let's stand and sing together. Psalm 104 says, I praise you, God. You are like a marvelous king who wears beautiful, bright robes. You make the water run in rivers and the animals come for a drink. You make the plants grow and we have food to eat. You open your hands and give us everything we need. Amen. Please be seated. Today we're looking and thinking about light. And all things to do with light. And what I'd like you to do, because I have a little game which you can do in groups, I'd like you to get into groups of about, well, four groups. Yeah. You see, it's interesting, is you can maybe get a few things. You can maybe sort of guess what something is, but the details are missing. And that's the thing about light. Light is really good because not only does it help us to see things properly, it does many other things in its various forms. It, of course, gives light, but apparently the sun helps to release vitamin D, maybe, so that we are healthy and fit. Light brings life, enables things to grow and develop. It brings beauty so that we can see things fully. It deepens and enriches our lives. I'm finding it very difficult to speak because Ivan's got a hair clip in his hair. From the bag. But no, you carry on. Don't feel you need to take it down. It looked very good. In fact, better on you than on me, maybe. So light deepens and enriches our lives. It is good for the world and it's good for us, both inside and outside. And yet often, even though we say that light is good, and most of us said we preferred light from darkness, often we can find ourselves living in darkness, if you like, living in shadows. What I mean by this is that sometimes we live our lives in a way that is not that good. You know, it may be that we have bad habits and we let those bad habits take over our lives, or it may be that we give in to the temptations which we know we shouldn't do. Or it may be that we hold grudges against people, we break friendships, or we end relationships, or we have bad relationships with people. It may be at times that we begin to live our lives as if no one cares about us, as if we're not loved, as if we're not worth anything. If you like, that is like living in darkness. And to be fair, it's not like we enjoy living in darkness, is it? We do attempt to bring light into our lives, but we do it in funny ways. It may be that we think, oh, I'm going to go shopping and buy something new, or I'm going to get a present off someone because that will make my life much better. Or it may be that we think, I'm going to take up a new hobby. That will change my life and that will make my life full of light. Or we think, oh, I'm going to watch that new program on television because that will make things better. Or I'm going to eat some cakes or some chocolate or something really nice because that will make my life so much better. I see these kind of things, like picking up a torch. You know, we want our lives to feel better. We don't want them in darkness. So we pick up a torch, we eat some food, we watch some telly, we take up a hobby, we pick up a torch. And a little bit of light shines into our lives. And sometimes this light is bright and it feels good for a little amount of time. But then, you know, batteries run out, we get a bit fed up. Sometimes this light, we have to work at it. And it's okay, and it's a good light, but then it sort of fades straight away and we think, actually, I didn't really enjoy that. And sometimes we pick up a light, we put on the television, we think, this TV programme made me feel better, and it doesn't work. We feel just as bad as we did before we did it. We pick up a torch, and the torch doesn't make us feel any better. And the thing is, when Jesus came to earth, He came to fulfill a prophecy, among lots of other prophecies, that said this: the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Jesus came to bring light. In fact, you'll know he said this. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I'm not a torch. I'm not a quick fix. I'm not someone who will make you feel better for a while and then your life will go back to how it was. I am the light of the world. And whoever follows me, says Jesus, will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So instead of stumbling around, picking up torches every now and again to bring a bit of light into our lives, Jesus offers us the light of life. He offers us himself, the light of the world. Of course, we still have places in our life that feel dark, things we're not happy with, and there's still lots of places in the world and things happening in the world that are very dark and not very good. So now we're going to have a time where we think about those things. Hopefully you had a post-it note and a bit of pen when you came in. If not, there might be some around somewhere. out the front, maybe. If you haven't, pick one up from somewhere. Are they out the front? Oh, there's some by Pat, maybe. And what I'd like you to do, on your bit of paper, I'd like you to write down or draw, if you prefer drawing, an area, either something about your life that you're not happy with, or something in the world that you feel is really dark and horrible that you think should be lighter and nicer. And I want you to write it down or draw a picture of it. And then in a moment, we're going to have a time when you can bring them up to the table and we'll light a candle and we'll pray for Jesus' light to come into these areas. So think of something either in your life, no one's going to know it's you if you write it down because you don't have to sign your name by it, or something in the world that you think needs the light of Jesus, and write it or draw it on the paper. For his teaching, he said, "You are the light of the world. Let your good deeds be aware in front of everyone so that people will see them and they will praise God." When people look at us, we need to be light as well. There's a story I want to tell you. It's a true story. It's about a Romanian pastor a few years back in Romania. He used to worship God. He set up a church. He would teach people. They would gather together and worship God together. Of course, the government in Romania didn't like this, and the soldiers used to stand outside his church with machine guns in their hand just to make sure, you know, nothing untoward happened. And week on week, the pressure from the government and the soldiers would increase until eventually the pastor was housebound. He couldn't go out for fear that he would be arrested. One day they came to take him away because he was causing too many problems talking about Jesus and gathering people around him. But as they arrived at his house, they realized they couldn't get to him because his house was surrounded by a group of Christians who had gathered around his house, determined not to let the soldiers in. One of those Christians was a man called Daniel. He was a 19-year-old student. And standing outside that house, he took a candle out and he lit it. And then he got another candle and he lit it and passed it to someone else until everyone standing around the house had a candle and was holding it up outside the pastor's house. The pastor was amazed and was encouraged to see how the church stood up against darkness. We didn't stop the soldiers. They still went in and they took the pastor away. But that night started something amazing in Romania. The church had stood up against the government, and then the nation started to stand up against the government. They all gathered together in the main square, and Daniel was there as well, and he lit a candle, and he passed candles around, and other people lit candles, and they held up matches, and they had a whole square full of people with candles. Well, the government didn't like this, and the soldiers didn't like this, and they started firing on the crowd. Daniel had his leg so badly injured that it had to be amputated, and he ended up in hospital. But that didn't stop the crowds either, and they continued to gather, and they continued to ask for the government to be overthrown. Eventually, of course, it was. The dictatorship of Ceausescu was defeated. He flew away, but then he was captured and killed. And for the first time that year, Christians in Romania celebrated Christmas without fear of being shot or imprisoned or taken away. The pastor, who had been at the start of the story, went to visit Daniel in hospital and he said, "I'm really sorry for all that you've gone through, that you've lost your leg, that you now have to learn to walk again." And Daniel said, "I don't care because I was the first person to light the candle after all." Daniel lit a candle, then the nation lit candles, and eventually the darkness was overturned and the light shone in that land. Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." One little candle for us to light is all it takes for then things to change. In these baskets, I have some little candles. They're party candles. Some have hearts on, some have stars on. They are a symbol for us to take of how we are called to be light in the darkness around us, to do things that are good, that bring light to others. instead of doing things that bring darkness. I wonder if anyone wants to help me to hand these out. Is there anyone who wants? Yes, do you want to come up? Yes, Grace, do you want to come up as well? We might be a little bit uneven, so you might have to do different side, or you could do the same side. Brilliant. Hopefully everyone will get a little candle to take. Don't light it without parental permission. Just to keep in your bag or, you know, whatever. Remind you of what you are called to be as you have your candles with you. So, Lord God, we ask that you would help us to live lives of light, lives which follow your example, which follow in your footsteps. Please give us the strength to do that, even when we feel we're tempted to walk in darkness or darkness seems to be overcoming us. We ask, Lord, that you would give us strength, that you would give us hope, that you'd help us to look to you when we hear words which discourage, that you'd help us to gain all we need from you. And we pray you would use us to bring people to look to you and see who you are. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.